Thank you for calling customer support. Zakala speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Scott Quady. I have a charge on a credit card that we normally only use for our pets. I need to see what this is. It was made on 318 Quality Balance Lifecom for $69.97. What is this company?
Sir. I can see you have an account with us. Can I get your zip code?
30253. What is this company?
We're a third-party company, and we assist with over 100 different companies. But we sell, like, different products like fitness watches or earbuds. But can I get your first name? First and last name, sorry.
Scott Quady, Q-U-A-D-Y.
I'm sorry, could you spell the last name for me again?
Q-U-A-D-Y.
Q-U-A-D-Y?
Correct.
The first name was spelled Scott?
Yes.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, I do see it now. Could you verify your shipping address for me?
Well, the shipping address we use for all our mail is 30024.
Okay, I see here that it's a P.O. box.
Yes.
Okay, and could you verify the P.O. box for me?
3481. It's normally
all right,
just
sir.
For mail, though.
Okay, sir, just give me 1 second while I look over your account. Okay, sir, so I see here that you, on February 27th, you ordered our fitness watch and earbuds for a 14-day trial.
I ordered earbuds for my grandson, not a fitness watch. I already have a fitness watch.
All right, so it looks like the 14-day trial ended, so you paid for both products. You called in on March 16th in concern of the charges. You wanted a refund, and they advised, the agent advised to send the product back for a refund. So were you able to send it back?
I don't have a product.
You don't have it?
No.
Okay.
And again, I only ordered earbuds. And what's this 14-day trial? I got something from Amazon that I was selected from a survey to win these things and pay for shipping. I selected the earbuds as shipping $5.00. What's this free trial period too now?
Yes, sir. So it means it's free for only 14 days, and then after the 14 days, you have to pay for the product, which is the full price of $64.69.
Okay. I've been charged on my credit card multiple times on this.
Right.
On the
27th, so you have to...
on the 27th, I was charged $18.94. On the 15th, I was charged $64.97. And now on the 18th, I was charged $69.97.
Yes, sir. So the $18.94 for the earbuds is with the warranty and the earbuds. And then the fitness watch is just by itself, which is $5.97. And then comes the end of trial charge, which is the full price for both of the products.
What's the full price for the product?
$64.95, 97 cents, and $69.97.
See, I'd never seen anything on those. From what I saw from Amazon is I paid for shipping, which was the initial charge. And that was, again, for earbuds. Nothing about some fitness watch. I have a fitness watch. My wife has a fitness watch. Even my grandson has a fitness watch. I don't need a fitness watch. And I haven't received anything to date on either.
Okay, sir. So we can give you a full refund on the fitness watch. Only thing you have to do is just send the product back. But you stated that you don't
have
it.
I have not received anything.
Okay, it shows both of them were delivered, sir.
I've got all my mail. There's no packages of anything.
Okay, sir. Well, let me just speak to my supervisor to see what we can do. Just give me 1 second. All right, sir. So I'm speaking to my supervisor, so just give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, sir. I'm still speaking to my supervisor, so just give me 1 more second. I'm sorry for the wait.
All right, thank you.
All right, sir, so I'm still speaking to the supervisor. Just give me 1 more second.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So, it was that you shipped. They were shipped together. So, did you get the? You got the. You didn't get the fitness watch, but you got the earbuds.
I got nothing.
So you didn't get anything.
I picked up all my mail. I'm caught up on my mail. Nothing.
Okay, sir. You were stating that you got the fitness watch for your son or something like that.
No, I said I don't need a fitness watch. I never would have ordered any fitness watch.
Okay, so did you get the earbuds?
I received nothing. I've received nothing. And regardless, this is a lot of money for these things. You know, you can get a fitness watch for less than $50. That's ridiculous. You're talking about $130, over $130 in charges.
Okay, sir. Just give me 1 more second. Okay, sir. So only thing that we can do is just give you the tracking number. You would have to contact the post office and give them the tracking number to find out what happened to the package. Because once we deliver, once that package is delivered, it's no longer in our, we no longer own the product. You do. So its responsibility will be up to the post office to see if that package was delivered wrongfully to the wrong address. Was it stolen? Was it just left in the wrong spot? But it shows it was delivered. So I can give you the tracking number. And you'd have to just contact your local post office and to see if the product was delivered wrongfully.
All right. So explain to me again what each of these charges are. The $18.94, that was the charge for the earbuds?
Right. So the $18.94 was for the earbuds with the one-year warranty. So that made it more than the $5.97 for the fitness watch. And then after the 14-day trial, you had to pay for the product, which is $64.97 and $69.97 for the watch and the earbuds.
$64.97 is the cost of the earbuds?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So $64.97 is the earbuds, and then $69.97 is the fitness watch.
All right. Do you have the make and model of those? Because, again, Yeah,
the name of it is Vibe.
I buy things, and so I'm good at shopping and watching prices, and these prices are high. All right, what's the model, the make and model on each?
It's called Hype Watch and Hype Pods.
H-Y-P-E?
Yes, sir. And then I can give you the tracking number as well.
All right.
So it's 9400112055572687437.
Okay. All right, and what do I do to if they are able to track these down and get them back to me, how do I return them?
So you would a call back to get the return address and the return merchant authorization number. So once you receive them, call us, get that information, and then once you send it back to us, once we receive it in the fulfillment center, we'll give you the full refund, all of but the $9, which was for shipping and handling, but we can refund you everything else.
Okay, since I've already got you, can I get that? Because I was on hold for far too long while I'm trying to get work done, waiting to get
Yes, sir. So you actually, right, so you actually have to have the product first in hand to get that the RMA number. So you have to get the product first.
So I have to wait and call back and sit on hold again forever?
No, you don't have to hold forever. It's not. We may be busy one day. We may not be busy the next. It just depends on certain days. I can't tell you. But you have to have that product to call in to get the RMA number.
Okay. Well, when I called before at a different number, again, I had a long wait. I'm very busy, so sitting on hold that long is not convenient at all. There's no way I can get an RMA and get this all done right now while I've got it on the phone.
No, you don't have any product. No, you don't have a product. You can't send anything back just yet. So we can't give you the RMA number. You don't have the product. You have to wait till you have to get the product first.
Get with the post office during lunch tomorrow and get this taken care of.
Right. The post office has to locate it. If they can't locate it, then we can't refund you.
Okay, you're not going to refund me yet because you don't have it, but I just want to be prepared to send it back.
Right. We can prepare you to send it back once you have that product first. You have to have the product in order to give out the RMA number.
All right, fine. All right, since I'm going to be sitting on hold, will you be sending me a call tag or something on it at least?
I'm sorry, you said a call tag?
Yes.
I'm not sure what that is, sir.
A call tag is a return label. To have it sent back.
Oh, no, sir. We don't give out return labels. You have to, it's up to your expenses to send it back.
So this sounds like, quite a nice scam you got going on here. I thought this was all through Amazon from the looks of it. All right, fine. Bye.